They didn't get kitten. And they need an apple or something. Even though they kitten. They return. We come here. The mother has so much Subhagya. That he used to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and saw all these things in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That sense were instantly radical, instantly. So he was Tadatmi in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, and in Manjari he was Tadatma also in Radhika. So the mercy of Radhika is mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so he is telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that by your mercy I have known all these things. And he is now feeling separation, being at Radha Kunda. Radha Kunda is Srimati Radhika. So he is feeling separation and telling Chaitanya Chandram Aham Bhaje. And going down to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the purpose of this. 1 hour, if I have 1 hour. Next cup will come. This is his focus. From here, from 7th slope up to end, all we of our Manjari Bhava, feeling separation and praying to have the service of Srimati Radhika, all these things. Only 3 slopes are of Prakat Bhava. I think that by hearing these slokas, you can read it alone also and can feel all these things. It will help you to go through this. Yet when we will meet again, we will try to discuss all these things. But you should read it. These are certainly very valuable things. Only by your mercies, I have tried to read this so deeply. I have not thought that I am now telling. It comes by the grace of Swarup of Nanda Goswami. I have never thought all these things, but it comes. Give me inspiration to read Bhagavad Gita. Also, this book, also Madhur Gita. Do present, but always having all these ideas. And these things are not for yourself, but only for self and qualified persons. In Vrindavan, Sadhyaras, all that together.
How does it make you feel safe together? We're not the same reality.
Krishna Kalya Bharli guided them. That is why out of that, Srimati Radhika, they have Shobhagya Mother. And Srimati Radhika has Maan. And that is why Ras became end. And after that, Krishna cleverly left Srimati Radhika. And they became in one stage, Chandravali and all others. Because both were suffering. So again became Ras. But in Vasanta Ras, in Govardhan, in Radha, only Srimati Radhika's. Sometimes with Chandravali also. So both can come, both parties. And both without both parties, no Ras will be, no Ras will come. Only sugar cannot make Ras. Water is not precious than sugar. Sugar is precious. Precious money can be. And water is everywhere available. But without mixing water with sugar, no Ras will be. So both kinds of gopis should be there. So there will be Ras. There is what?
Competition.
Without competition, Ras will not come. Every position, Chandravali is saying, where Krishna is seen. And Srimati Radhika is saying, Krishna's ice corner is where going? Always. And upon this, this Ras is going on. So, both should be there. Krishna is person of Ras. And how Ras comes, he knows.
And it mentions that the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti comes.
What is this book? Oh, well, you can
कर्म संस्कृत जगित दारा सर्वे की कांक्षित चरण
commentary of Vishnu, he has quoted from the Kartika Mahatmya of Padma Purana. Kaishora Gopa Kanyas Yovane Daja Kanyataha. Those who were the daughters of cowherds in their early youth became royal princesses in their maturity. So, the Lalita mother, you see, this thing is like that.
Became means, what is the meaning of became? Radhika became Saptadhama. Radhika became Lakshmi. Radhika became Sita. Like this and that. Not directly Srimati Radhika, and all gopis became that.
We are all feeling that because all the folks are saying that we must understand Radha Krishna by understanding Sita.
This is do like that. Raghunath Das Goswami, of course. He has done only two or three prayers. And all others father than Krishna. But yet, he is so much protected to Krishna. And he is not thinking at Radha Krishna or other than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered to do Krishna Chaitanya. So we do Krishna. He has told that always remember Krishna past times and Radha past times. It is. So you are obeying and serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this life we see things. What we are getting, what we are realizing, what we are doing, all is to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we remember that he is not Krishna, but he is Srimati Radhika. He is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All our Gurujan has told that Krishna was cheater, yeah, but not cheater than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna has cheated some person, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has cheated everyone. He has taken the golden collar. He has just stolen that golden collar. Why? Narhari Chakravarti Thakur is telling that Krishna has stolen the Radha Kanti and he has become golden. Because he wants always to have the Radha's body upon his body. So he is most cheater. In 12th slok, he has only described the cheating fact of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the pranam. So good manner, that heart fills his joy. The bee will go to the tamal tree, to everything, and then to get away.
Or sannyasi. All right? That you are sitting in Mandi Mathura, you are not beside this problem. I see.
Your fingers put out and sit
in the whole world. Not costly to the whole world. They have not seen this.
They're not seeing you are cheating.
Guru Maharaj said that a big salesman, he
could stay in one place and make more money than another person who travels.
Cannot live like so. Sometimes I think that telling the pastimes of Krishna and remembering Krishna, if I go very well.
So, we want to discuss them. I have a few questions and we want to discuss some things. Do you think that we should also do Vilapasamantri one verse, or will it be too much?
If you have questions, that should be solved.
And then if we have time.
And if we have time, then we will follow that. Because I have not seen, I had no time to see any verse or anything.
It is only, if we do Vilapasamandali, we would only do that one verse about Sanatana Goswami.
That we'll do.
So I will just, you want me to begin, I think I'll begin with the questions.
Question are from where?
Something from my Brahma Samhita work and something from Bhajan. In the Dasamava Skanda, 10th canto, 45th chapter.
Tumhi bar karta paro? Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur.
Chapter
45, text 23. Perhaps just by asking, you will know the answer. This problem is solved.
Tin khana chilo ekhane.
I have just by reading this.
Tenth canto?
Now another question.
Why?
I understand
by seeing.
What is this flow?
It was, it is Nanda Maharaj is being told by Krishna and Balaram, you can go back to, I have to satisfy Devaki and Vasudeva for some time, so you please go back to Vrindavan. When I was reading, it appeared that I first thought that he was saying, my dear father and mother. So I was going to say, how can Jasoda Devi did not go with Nanda Maharaj to Mathura? But now reading, I understand. Because he says, oh father, you and Mother Yasoda. I thought when I read quickly, I thought that Mother Yasoda was there, but I see she is not there.
It is to understand in all the whole chapter, especially these slokas. Here is in this slok it has been told that Krishna and Balaram told and Nanda Baba told to Krishna and Balaram. But we should know that some slok has told Krishna and some slokas have told Balaram, and some slok has been told only to Balaram, and some slok has been told only to Krishna. And two separate tika he has done. There are two Prakoshta, you know?
Dictionaries, meanings?
Prakoshta means in our Singhasan. throne, Radha Krishna in one prakosht. No. Gaur Nityananda is one section. So there are two sections, Prakat Leela and Aprakat Leela. He is telling what?
He's telling both, right? He's telling
Aprakat. He's telling that where we have much love, or anyone where he receives much love, he likes to live there and he is attracted there more. It is undoubtedly that truth that Brajavasi and especially Nanda and Yashoda and Gopi love is more than Devaki Vasudev and inhabitants of Mathura. Then if the love of Krishna and Baldev more than Devaki and Vasudev and more than inhabitants of Mathura, why Krishna lived in Mathura? Why? He arranged a question. Why he should not go to Nanda Baba? Nanda Baba wept so much and full of misery heart. He went alone without Krishna and Baldev, having kept them in Mathura. He returned with the cowherd wives and to whom he has come, Krishna and Baldev did not. But it is against the Bhakti Siddha. How it happened?
Because he was in his Aprakat Leela, always in Vrindavan. Actually, he did not go to Mathura. That is different Krishna, the other Kumar Krishna. And in his Aprakat Leela, he appears to be in Mathura, but actually, he is always in Vrindavan, going on with his pastimes with the gopis and with Yashoda and Nanda.
He has told separate things. He has told that Krishna and Baldev came with Nanda Baba. If Nanda Baba comes to Mathura, then Krishna will also come, Baldev will also come. Mool Baldev will come. They came with Nanda Baba. And as while Nanda Baba was at Mathura, with Nanda Baba, Vrindavan also came. Nanda Baba is Vrindavan. So Krishna came with him. But why he could not go with Nanda Baba, we don't see. He is telling that Nanda Baba cannot go alone without Krishna. So there are different two prakoshas there. When Krishna and Baldev came to Nanda Baba in the evening, some darkness was there. When Kans was killed, his brothers were killed. And after 2 or 3 days, after Krishna and Baldev came to Nanda Baba, Nanda Baba was waiting for Krishna and Baldev. And he was in so misery, always remembering Krishna and Baldev. And the activities of Vasudeva that he has done against him, he was remembering. Oh, a friend can be like so, enemy, I have not remember. I cannot think like that. It has been 3 days past. Why Krishna and Baldev are not coming to me? There is certainly something going inside, inspiration. I have heard from anyone that Vasudev and Devaki are telling that Krishna is my son. And perhaps they are disturbing Krishna not to come. They are telling Krishna and Baldev. And why Vasudev is not coming? He should come. He is my best friend and he is my brother. But yet he is not coming. And he was waiting in the darkness of evening at the same time, after 3 days, third day, Krishna and Baldev came to Nanda Baba. They saw that Nanda Baba was very, very much udas. This sad. They saw that perhaps he was weeping. So they at once sat on the right and left of this end. Krishna sat on this bum left side and Baldev sat on the right side of Nanda Baba. And they embraced Nanda Baba from both sides. Baba, you are so sad. Why you are so sad? From 3 days I see that you have taken nothing. It is a very fact of misery. Very sorry. That all are warning me not to come to you. And they are fearing from you. So much fear. If we go to you, we will not return to Vasudev Devaki house. And now they are all telling from Akrur, Uddhav also, and Vasudev Devaki Ugrasen, and all are telling that you are son of Vasudev and Devaki. You are really not son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. Yet Baldev first told, it is told that Krishna and Baldev Ubaji. But Krishna and Baldev, no, but here only Baladev Prabhu Ubaji. That Baba, though I know, and it is a fact, that I am son of Vasudev, but I don't follow this idea. He has left me, and I was orphan or what? Orphan. What is the meaning of orphan?
Anath.
He has left me. I was an orphan boy. And you have feed me and brought up me. So, in any case, Vasudev and Devaki cannot be my father and mother. From boyhood, you have kept me like these
eyelids.
Supports these eyes, and especially the black tara. You giving, feeding me. After that, you take anything. And Marja Sundar. So, I don't know that he is my father and mother. I have known always as father and mother. So, I will not live here. Especially when Krishna will go with you, in any case, I will not stay here. Nanda Baba began to think that it would be very aparad, offense against Vasudeva. Because his six sons had been killed, no son is there. Only Baladev is here. And if I took Baladev with Krishna to Gokul, he and Devaki should certainly die. So what should I do? If I say don't go, then Baladev cannot live, he will die here. What to do? He was thinking something. Then Krishna was. That next slope, Krishna told Baba, I want to say anything. If you permit, I can say. Then he told this slope, that Baba, I am keeping something to vichar. To consider for you. I am not telling that you should do or not do, but you should consider that if I go with you, then because I am son of you, so yet they are telling, but I have no faith that I am his son. I know surely that I am his son. So, if I go just, Baladev cannot live here. So they will die. But they are your friend. I don't want to disturb your friend because you are both like my father. Because you are my father, he is your friend. So I want to think about them also. They should not be disturbed. I think that I should live here with Baladev for 3 or 4 days more, so that all Brajavasi, all Jadav who has gone here and there, they will return. And Jarasandh is coming to attack Mathura. We will see that and will protect them. And after 2 or 3 days, I with Baladev will return surely to Vrindavan. I have some ornaments. Please give it to my mother. When he saw that Krishna is giving some ornaments and Krishna is willing to wait here, then he became hatash. Hatash. Hopeless. Quite hopeless. Oh, Krishna also does not want to go. Became so harsh. And he was bitterly crying. What to do, Arma? Then he told that this ornament will do everything. Your mother will be satisfied. All Brajavasi will be satisfied. Krishna told that just for 3 days I am here. Give it to mother. And tell that Krishna is coming, soon coming. Don't worry for Krishna. Krishna and Baladev will surely come. And this is my, not ornaments, but my love to my mother. So give it. Unwillingly he took. And he saw that Krishna is not willing to go. So he returned what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling, that he has much love with regarding much love from Devi and Vasudeva. So in one section, Krishna and Baldev went with Nanda Baba, and in one section, in a Prakat Lila, what is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, they waited here in Mathura. Very good Sri Vaishnava Siddhanti has done there. Then, yes, sir.
One more question. In the Prakat Lila, we see this Abhimanyu Govinda Gopa, Gopila Gopila. But in Goloka Vrindavan, only the Abhiman is there, but not that they are there. So I have one question. You took us to Jawa, the place of Abhimanyu, Srimati Radhika's inbox, and she stays there and then goes and sees Nandagaon, goes to Krishna Govardhan, etc. But in Prakat Lila, there is no Abhimanyu, no Govinda, no Jyotila, no Kumbhila. Where does Srimati Radhika live?
Javat.
But there's
Javat lives, she lives.
In Govinda Vrindavan also. Not just
Javat blessing. Like a Kunji in Radhakund, like a Kunji in there, in Saket, in there, where...
So in Kunj, but the, what about Javat?
Javat is also Kunj. Javat, what means banyan trees. Maybe. And we cannot decide anything in this stage. What is there? What Acharya have written? We try to understand. But when we will realize it, yet we cannot say all these things. So what our acharyas has written, we should be now satisfied. And by our bhajan, we should try to realize all these things. Some things are that this should be realized in all that. I have also something like you, but I try to do chant Harinam and to pray Srimati Radhika, Purnimashi Devi, Rinda Devi, Rup Manjari, Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, so that I may have all these things. I don't try to. But I see the books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and all of them, and try to understand. But some questions are yet are unsolved. And this is so Gambhir fact, Gambhir means deep fact, Rahasyapurna, that even those who are in that Leela, Aparakat Leela, they cannot make understand a person in this world when he is in sadhana. Pati Vinod Thakur has also told like this. Chaitanya Charitamrita has also. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says anything of that sphere, maybe have a realization or maybe understand that thing. It is very hard. But if you are nearer to that power, we can imagine something. So for these questions, listen, try to do bhajan. And by and by, we can understand all these things. Sometimes it is written that the places like Mathura, Dwarka, Gokul, Jiva Goswami has written, all the puris are there. Even Jagannath Puri is also there in Vaikunth. If all these puris are there, why Javat, Nandagaon, Barsana, Sahara, Ravel, why they should be not? And if there is Javat, certainly there should. What is Javat? Where is Jatila, Khutila, Vimandu? So, in anyhow, their existence should be certainly admitted. But in what risk, what way they are there, we'll have to realize it. But certainly there is something. There are some Nitya Leela and Namittik Leela. But Jatila Putila Abhimanyu are in Nitya Leela, not Anitya or Namittik Leela. Kans may be told as Namittik Leela. They are always meeting and doing all these things. But they have no connection with Abhimanyu. Only for rush, creating rush. Krishna manifestation is Abhimanyu and rush is going on. So we can imagine both. Patar Goswami has told that Abhiman is there. And, but Abhiman is, in what way Abhiman is there? This is the fact to know. What?
Is it too much
strength?
Is it necessary for us to hear that verse? That's
what? We can hear. What is this?
Six.
Perhaps I have told something.
No.
Not a single word?
Not a word.
Before I have... Bhajan Kuti, where at Nandagaon, I have told something. We should vairagya yuga bhakti rasa prayatnai rapayan manun bhipsumandam kripam buddhirija paradukha dukhi sanatanastam prabhu asaya.
We have the word for word already. Each word is given, so there's no need to translate.
Raghunath Das Goswami, though he has prayed his Guru Jadunanda Nachati as a Guru, but in general way, not in special. Especially he has prayed Rupa Goswami as his Guru, and especially Guru of Raganuga Bhakti. It may be that two kinds of Guru. If one Guru has not given any idea of Raganuga, then, and if he has given Vaidhi and Raganuga both, then no question. So, from Jadunandan Acharya, he has not received any siksha of Raganuga, as I know. Because at that time he has no idea of Raganuga Bhakti. Only chanting he knew from Haridas Thakur, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And only that I am Krishna Das, we should chant Harinam, we should have two ordinary bhakti. And he had not chance to have any greed from Jadunandan Acharya. But it is very, very important thing to bring anyone from this worldly side to Krishna side. Very, very important. If anyone cannot bring, then Raganuga and Rupanuga and everything will be useless. So this Guru is certainly Guru. Anyhow he has. If a many man not giving diksha or not giving mantra also, but yet he has tried hard, anyone contact with a Guru or contact with Krishna and he has given something to worship Krishna and Radha and Krishna in Vaidhi Bhakti too. Yet he is so much grateful. So he has prayed Raghunandan Acharya. And especially in Raganuga Bhajan, he is so much detect to Rupa Goswami. Also with Sanatana Goswami. But it was frankly mixing with Rupa Goswami. And he has taken the Adarsha. Adarsha? What is the meaning of Adarsha? Adarsha. Idea. He has taken all the ideas of Rupa Goswami for Raganuga Bhajan. So, he has prayed Rupa Manjari by his Siddha Deha. Nothing as Sanatana Goswami, Sanatanam Prabhu Ashrayami, he has not to Rupa Goswami by that name. Because he has what?
Adarsha means ideal. Ideal means like goal, like perfect person to follow.
Rupa Goswami has given him every thing which is needed in Raganuga or Rupanuga or Manjari Bhav support. And Sanatana Goswami has given him everything of Vaidhi Bhakti or Sadhan Bhajan for Raganuga, Sadhan Bhajan, and by apparent from outside, because he, when he came from Jagannath Puri, he was in a mood to live up his life and go to Govardhan and climb upon the hill of Govardhan and from jumping from them there, he will live his life. He could do easily it in Jagannath Puri. Why he does not do? Did not know. He can live his life in the dense forest. From through the forest he came. Ki jungle re?
Jharkhand.
Where so many tigers and all the other things were there. And so big mountains. Why is could not live? There were no one to escape him. Easily he can do all these things. But he has some thoughts that I will have to serve him. If not in this life, in my another life. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. So I will go to Govardhan. And if he will, I will die. In the last time, when a man dies, what he thinks, in the next life he becomes according to last will. As Gita said, has said, So if I will die in Govardhan, having the ambition that O Govardhan Giriraj, please give me a birth near you and you should have mercy upon me so that I can serve Radha and Krishna, especially Srimati Radhika. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna, he has written in Manasiksha, Kesh Lokta, Na Dharmam Na
Dharmam
Sachi Suni Nandeshwar Patisutatte Guru Varam Mukunda Prashtatte Smara Paramajasana. He has said like this. To carry the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that serve Radha Krishna, then it is service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So he is trying to go to Govardhan and die there. And by his last will, he will be something. If not anything, he will be grass, like Uddhava. And on that grass, Gopi will, at the time of Avisar, give their dust, pure dust, upon my head. Anyway, I will be satisfied. So he wants to die in Govardhan. And especially near Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. But when he came to Vrindavan, he first went to Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that always know Rupa and Sanatana as your elder brother. So he came and he did pranam. By the way, they knew that he has a wish to die at Govardhan. By his anything, because Sanatana Goswami was so not clever, so wise to know every heart facts. In this fact, he was more than Rupa Goswami also. And he was a Rajniti also, politician also. Rupa Goswami was not politician. He was a very simple person. Sanatana Goswami and all other Goswami have given some tarka,
logic
to make a man understand anything. And especially in this Vaidhi Bhakti and to do the bhajan of Krishna, some logic are especially but very necessary. So Vedanta is logic and it stands upon logic. But Rupa Goswami tells, then don't take ashray of any logic. And what I am saying is not depends on logic. And by logic anyone cannot be helped in this aprakrit pastimes of Krishna. Only Shraddha can help this. So he does not anywhere, he has not given any logic in Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Ujjwala Nilmani and Vidagdha Madhav, Lalit Madhav. Tavakad affects every logic. But for preaching, it is very essential to have logic and Rajniti also to manage. As a foolish man, I don't know any logic and don't try to follow a logic. I could not understand what is logic. Oh, very logic. Very. Only Gandhi is in me, Gandhi's smell is in me. Why I don't know any logic. And also politics. But for preaching, it is needed. Policy and also Rajniti.
He knows.
Hello.
No.
You?
Me?
You can learn from him, Rajniti. No?
He can learn his role.
So, Sanatana Goswami convinced him by logic, by Rajniti, and by jokes of every Shastra. So, Shastriya logic, general logic, by politics, and by following the characters of our acharyas and especially of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he convinced Raghunath Das Goswami not to give your life. He told that, at first I was in opinion like you
in Jagannathpur.
And he told his experience that when, like water was coming from his body, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to see Sanatana Goswami, he always used to run towards Sanatana Goswami and to do Alingan. Sanatana Goswami said that it is offense for me that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be himself Krishna is taking me in his breast and all rust comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I should not do like this, so I should die. So I made up my mind to live my life at the time of
Kart festival.
Under the tree. Anyhow, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew and told Sanatana,
he does not tell anything that you should not die or should die or anything. Very cleverly he told that, Sanatan, if you have given me anything, or even a man gives anything to any man, he has any right to take it. If you have given your life to me and done Atma Samarpan to me, then you have no...
Surrendered your life.
You have surrendered to me. You have no right to do anything to that thing. I have right to do anything. So you are doing offense to me. You are taking it and you have not given to me yourself. Second thing, if I knew that by giving life I will have Krishna and Radhika, I will give my life lakhs of lifetime. So by giving life anyone cannot have Radha Krishna service. But by practicing of bhakti, bhakti yoga, a man can have the service of Radha and Krishna. So try to understand it. If you have surrendered me, you have no right to give this body. And secondly, you should try to do sadhana bhajan more than this time, so that you can have this. By that thing, I admitted the fact and then tried to serve Radha and Krishna and also to follow the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should also do like this. You have no right to give up this life because you have surrendered, you are surrendered soul to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar Raya. And then to us both brothers, but because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told to go to Vrindavan and be there with Rupa and Sanatana. So we will try to palan and portion, bring and brought up you. You don't worry. So you should be in Govardhan, in Radha Kund there, and always chant Harinam and do like, do bhajan. He is telling that if at that time in bhavavesh means, I have made up my mind to live my life, that is bhavavesh. If I have died, then so many things that I have read of Vidagdha Madhav, Lalit Madhav, Dankeli Komadi, and I have done so many books also, and have received so much things for Raganuga and Manjari Bhav, I could not have all these things. So I am so much debted to Sanatana Goswami. So, Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam Rapayan Apayan Man Anubhipsu Mandham Kripam Budhirya Paradukha Dukhi Sanatanastam Prabhu Mashrayami. Anubhipsu Mandham Andham, that is, I was unaware of Raganuga Bhakti. He is telling it by Namrata. Namrata is... He had something at first also Raganuga Bhakti. from Sarva Damodar and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But from Rupa Goswami he had so much things. Yet he is telling that I was andha. I did not knew anything for this Rasmai Bhakti about Krishna and Radha and Gopis and Braj Bhav. And I also have no wish to have this. If you have not come to our Gurudev, we are quite blind for all these things. Now we think how obliged we are. At first we have nothing. But now we think how obliged, how we were indebted to our Gurudev. Perhaps if he more gain, we will think more indebted to our Gurudev. So, anabhipsu, not wanting that bhakti, but yet Sanatana Goswami has given me by force. I was not in a mood to take it, but yet at a medicine, if a mother gives to his son, he is not willing to take, he gives it forcibly, and do like this, so that he... So, prajatnai, prajatnai mane?
Carefully.
When Raghunath Goswami used to live in Radhakund, from Vrindavan, he used to go to do parikrama of Govardhan. Why he has done parikrama? He was Lavanga Manjari, Sanatana Goswami. Why he has done parikrama? He used to do daily parikrama. For himself, anything to gain, he has done for others. So others, jajad acharati sreshta tattva deheva kitavita. But it is not the fact. He has done it for all other general persons. He has done it. But this ratio is very, very little. He used to go Raghunath Das Goswami's study. He used to go only for me. That is called prajatnai. To give his association to Raghunath Das Goswami. If I have no interest to go in Vrindavan, as an instant, or I like to be in Vrindavan, but why I live in Mathura? Why? Is any good chance for me to be in Mathura? Some rupees, or some delicious food, or Sneha of Mathura Vasi, why I am living here? In being in Mathura, I will achieve more Raganuga Bhakti and the mercy of Radha, Srimati Radhika and Manjaris. No, there are something. So, in Srimad Bhagavat there is a sloka. Bhavad Vidha Bhagavata Tirthani Svantasthi. You know this is the, you also know? Very important story. Yudhishthira Maharaj is telling to Vidur, after war, great war, Vidur was returning to the home of Raj Palace of the Yudhishthira Maharaj. Duryodhana Maharaj became so much glad. Or this sloka has been told by Nanda Baba for
Garga Rishi.
Garga Rishi. He says that you, for Dakshina you have not come. I know. Babaji and Purohit, Purohit, you know, priest, come to their judgment only for Dakshina and will wait to their homes only till that Dakshina is not paid. As soon as the Dakshina is paid, they certainly return to their abodes. So, here they are telling, Nanda Baba is telling, that actually you have nothing to do, nothing, no reason to come here. For you have no swarth,
self-interest.
But you have only come to me, only for I am a very wretched grihastha. And you go to grihastha only to give them Krishna bhakti. No self-interest. Bhavat vidha bhagavata. You are bhagavat. Who are bhagavat? Who has bhakti with Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan are bhagavata. The lakshan, the symptom of Bhagavatas has been written also in some slokas, that the whole vaibhav of whole universe cannot change the idea of a Bhagavat. What to tell anything, dakshina or anything. So you have not come for this, any self-interest, but for good of myself, or to good of any wretched grihastha who has then fallen in a waterless well. This is for daya. Daya means for mercy. So Sanatana Goswami is going to Govardhan and Radhakund. Why he is going? He is telling that you are coming only for me. Now and then, to see that how that child is, orphan boy, you are coming for me. And always telling me the pastimes of Krishna and how to serve Krishna. One day he was sitting in open sky, two tigers can, and they drink water, and they again went away. From a distance, Sanatana Goswami was watching this thing. When they went, Sanatana Goswami came. Oh, Raghunath Das Goswami. He said, don't do like this. I will build a hut for you, and you should, by order, special order, you will have to live in that. He could not refuse it. And from then, Sanatana Goswami made a hut, and he used to live in that hut and to chant Harinam and do all activities. Though Rup and Sanatan, especially Sanatana Goswami, used to see him as a younger brother. But Rup, what he used to, how he used to see Raghunath Das Goswami, like his guru, always guru. But Sanatana Goswami and Rup Goswami never saw him as a disciple, never. A god brother, they were all god brother, because they think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is our guru. And rest all were god brothers. Oh, ye kachana Guru Sevak hai manya apanar. You know, Guru Sevak, the servant of a Guru, is so much respectful for us. So Sanatan Goswami and Rup Goswami always saw Raghunath Das Goswami as a younger brother. But he never saw them as a god brother, but always like his own guru. So he has
अब तो समय भी हो गया, ना उस समय टाइम इज ओवर.
वी शुड ऑल्सो हैव अमंग अस दैट बिहेवियर, एंड दैट बिहेवियर विल क्रिएट लव अमंग अस. बट व्हेन वी नो दैट आई एम गुरु एंड ही डज नॉट नथ डोज नॉट नो and he has not sought Gurudev, and he is not good servant of our Gurudev, and he does not know any Siddhant, then there will be battle. And now this is going on. I am only Acharya, and all are not qualified, hating and being souls. So he preparing to go Kali Raj. Vairagya Yuga Bhakti, there are two kinds of bhakti. One is manli bhakti and one is with Vairagya. Vairagya means two meanings. Vishesh Rupa राग माने अनुराग, दिस इज मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट. विशेष रूपे न राग, व्हेन देयर इज मोस्ट अफेक्शन अनुराग, देन एनी फेयर नो आसक्ति ऑफ विषय विल रिमेन. दिस इज the paribhasha of definition of vairagya. Outwardly we will see that he has no asakti on upon any other thing, only asakti in bhakti, in Radha and Krishna services. So Sanatan Goswami has given him vairagya yoga bhakti. Also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life we see Vairagya Yuga Bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when sees his followers bhakti with Vairagya, he is so much pleased. He wants that his every bhakti should be akinchan and niskinchan. And we could not, we don't become like this, and that is why so much problems come. So Vairagya Yuga Bhakti, if you have any attachment anywhere more than Krishna, anywhere in name and fame, moments, artha, Kanak, Kanchan, Kamini. Kanak, Kamini, Kanchan, three. Then bhakti will be so remote, very vague. So Vairagya Yuga Bhakti, how Chetan de Sadhe Sat Prahar Jaya Smarane, a day and night is of 8 prahar. So 7.5 prahar goes in remembering the pastimes of Krishna, Ashtakaliya Leela. Ahar Nidra Chari Danda. Ahar Nidra means eating and drinking and sleeping. Chari Danda. Chari Danda means 96 minutes. How many prahar? Prahar iska kitna hua?
Prahar is 3 hours?
Three hours a prahar.
96 minutes is half.
How many prahar?
One and a half.
Only half.
Half.
Tahan nahi kono din. And that also, it may occur that any they have no eating and sleeping and all this. I think that I sleep 8 hours, 9 hours. And so many times for Tailmardhan, so many times for bathing, so many times for roaming here and there. And rest time talking other than Krishna Harikatha and alasya. Alasya, you know?
Hopeless.
Yes.
Lazy?
Laziness. No. sitting, thinking.
Alas.
Certainly. It is a fact of very hopeless. Sometimes feeling that I am sick, so medicine should become. How medicine from doctors and so goes in vain whole time. So Kripam Bodhirya Sanatana Goswami is Kripas Samudra. Samudra means ocean
of mercy.
Ocean of mercy. Ocean of mercy here. Meant to the extent of mercy. He can give Radha's mercy also. He can praise Srimati Radhika. Oh, he should give him mercy as a Lalita. Ja kamapi bhajakule prasubhang vijaya prekshasva paksha padavim anurudhyamana saddhasta dishta bhatanevina kitarthayanti. Devim Bhunesha Lelitam Lalitam. Anyone going in Braja, any Kishori or a girl is going, oh, where you are going? That girls or Kishori is telling that I am going to Varsana. Why you are going to Varsana? Or I am going to Javat. Why you are going? I am going to Radhakund. Why you are going? I going there in a hope that Srimati Radhika will keep me as a Palya Dasi. I am going there, having this. But it is very hard to have achieved this. When Lalita knows it, that she wants to be Palya Dasi of Srimati Radhika, he at once tries and gives the bhav of Palya Dasi and orders Srimati Radhika, not praying, orders, keep this girl as your Palya Dasi. I am writing her name in my register, that she is Palya Dasi of Srimati Radhika. Radhika cannot disobey. He is bound to obey the orders of Lalita. So, jah kama pi brajakule vishubhanu jaya preksha, if she sees any shine that she wants to become the Palya Dasi, she certainly does it. At once he tries it and tells to Srimati Radhika, and Radhika obeys her orders. So, this is Kripam Budhi. After this kripa, no kripa is, no kripa. So this is Kripam Bodhirya, because he is long manjari. paradukha dukhi. He is always unhappy by seeing unhappiness of any jeev. Soul is not telling to Sanatana Goswami that you should have mercy upon me. But he is seeing that they are a patra, a pot for mercy. They don't know, they don't want my mercy. Even he goes to that person, can you give me a water to drink? Why is that he wants to do mercy? He takes a sukriti, he makes sukriti. So he goes in every villages and contacts with so besides. In a grihastha home he goes, oh, I heard that your daughter is to be married. Marriage has been done. How she is? He takes every samachar sambad of that. He has no need. But he has need. What need? Anyhow, he will give him bhakti by his association. He will tell that you should, oh, your father is so much rogi. Is ill. Oh, try to do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He'll be in any way he gives. This is the sign of paradukha dukhi.
One's own self.
Paradukha dukhi.
No self.
Sanatan. Prabhu Asayani. He is telling Sanatana Goswami as a Prabhu. Who is Prabhu? Mahaprabhu is Mahaprabhu. And two are Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu. Who can give anything to any person? And he brought up anyone. He is called Prabhu. He should be master of all things. If I will ask that, I want a son, give me son. Can you give? You can. I will say that, give me 5 rupees, you can give. What you have, you can give. But what you have not, you cannot give. But Sanatana Goswami can give anything that we want. So he has called his Prabhu. That you can give me also, Prabhu, that thing. That is Radha Pada Dasya. And you are master of that. You have in your treasury that thing. You can supply it. So, Prabhu, Asrayami, I am taking shelter of your feet.
Yes. We hear when Raghunath prays Rupa Manjari, but he does not pray Labhanga Manjari the same way.
He has not yet prayed.
But does he think in his mind like that also?
No. He knows that he is Anandapuni, the Lavanga Manjari. He can pray. But here, and everything cannot be written.
But in his mind, he is
mind, always. He has, for all Sakhis, he has prayed Sabya and Padma yet. What to? Chandravali also he has prayed also to Sakhisthali. She should not pray. He once became angry. A man has brought matta from there. Matta means a curd, water curd. And he became so furious. But yet he has done. Pranam to Jatila and Kutila also. If Jatila and Kutila were not there, no rush came out. So Sisu also prayed long. But everything correctly given. In Srimad Bhagavat also, only a day's rest has been given. And only a day's association of Uddhava has been given. He stated that he here for 3 months or 6 months or 10 months. So what became and what conversation was there, it has not. So this time we will finish here, but always remembering all these things, past times of Krishna, and we can, not for others, but to have realization here, and having wish to have ourselves.
We really need some help with understanding Mahaprabhu. We are only understanding from the Braja side, but we need to understand the Mahaprabhu. At least we all think like that. Maybe we are wrong.
No. As much as we will drink in the ocean of Gaur Lila, we will come out from Braja Lila. No, don't talk about it. And it will have to go in Braja Lila. All I am telling of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ideas. Because the ideas of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, these ideas are none of them but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Please try to come.
I will try.
Oh, we should contact them.
Yeah, because Sridham, nobody can curse Srimati Radhika.
No.
She is the Supreme Personality of Servant of God. She is the Supreme.
We should think that even a sadhak, so a devotee, like Billu Mangal, is not siddhi. And lower than them, we also have no rag and dresh. I cannot say that it will come or not, but I think that I should not be rag and dresh. And I see that certainly we have no rag and dresh. But unfortunately, for a moment, if it comes, we try to. How it will come in Vaikuntha,
sure.
And upper than Vaikuntha.
It cannot come.
So there is no curse, no nothing.
Yeah.
All
but Vyasadeva did this as a sugar coating.
So for those who are Sopadhik Bhakta, Sopadhik Bhakti, you know, is that?
Neophyte.
They are not bhakta, but they like to be called as a bhakta. Sakam or Niti. They don't know theory and siddhanta of all this.
So books like this, Brahma Vaivarta Purana.
We can take only past times, not these facts. And if we take these facts, we should concise it.
Reconcile it.
Because